Monday marked the 31st anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. President Joe Biden announced guidance that extends its protections to people with long COVID. He said, "The ADA is more than a law. It's a testament to our character as a people, our character as Americans." Biden added, "which includes accommodations and services in the workplace and school, and our healthcare system, so they can live their lives in dignity and get the support they need as they continue to navigate these challenges." The ADA and FAR UV in the workplace. To consider that air quality and removal of bioburdens as something enforceable by the ADA put a carrot on the stick for businesses to adopt critical air quality measures. The implication of the ADA aligning with COVID could force businesses with more than 15 employees into multiple infection prevention measures. FAR UV is the most likely solution for technology to address those with disabilities that prevent vaccination or elevated risk levels from returning to work in a safe environment. The first to comply would need to be federal and state buildings by law. In the same way, the disabled don't need to navigate dangerous curbs to get into a building, with federal law requiring handicap access, clean air. I believe it just became a rite of passage for those with disabilities. What happens if a business is not ADA compliant? Your business can face hefty fines for not being ADA compliant. If your lack of ADA compliance causes difficulties for a person with a disability, you may have to pay hefty fines or face damaging lawsuits. So FAR UV can save lives and prevent a lawsuit rather than create them in the USA. Governments worldwide, not only the US government, must quickly address FAR UV safety exposure limits so viable protections are granted for the disabled to allow the same access as everyone else. Do you think businesses with 15 or more employees should be forced to deploy air quality control measures? When I think about businesses that sucked up $1 trillion of taxpayer money, I think they owe the taxpayers clean air to breathe.